Haven't you heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he's not weary, and there's no search in his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. And they'll mount up with wings like the eagles.
They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. They will mount up on wings as eagles. They that wait upon the Lord will renew. He will renew their strength. He will renew their strength. They that wait upon the
Power to become sons of God. Power to rule and to reign on the throne of God the Father. To as many that have believed, He has given them the power, the omnipotent power to rule and to reign. This is the message of grace from the throne of God in this hour to those that have believed, to those who have received the only begotten of God. Those who have received the evangel, who have embraced this truth from the throne of grace in this hour, He has given them the power to become what? Sons of God. Where they can rule and reign once more in absolute victory. Oh, praise God. This is the gospel that the Lord Jesus Christ brought from heaven. This is the only way to salvation and to peace. This is the only way to healing. And that is embracing the Son of God. Embracing the evangel. Embracing this message of the kingdom that is going forth in this hour. Revealing that word. That word that was in the beginning. Oh, hallelujah. John says that in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. Hallelujah. Meaning that the word itself is simply a projection of God Himself. The word is God. See, the word is embedded in God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. That same word is the same word that formed the heavens and the earth, that created every single bit of particle, every element, no matter how small, no matter whether visible or invisible to the naked eyes, but all these things came out, were formed by this word, which, like we have established, is God. Hallelujah. Amen. And this same word, like we know, has been made flesh. Hallelujah. This same word has been made flesh and manifested for all to see in this dimension, this natural physical dimension called the world. That word became manifest in the visible, in the natural dimension, in the flesh, for all men who live in darkness to see and to behold and to contemplate, so that through this testimony they might be saved. So that this through this testimony they might once more be raised up into life. Hallelujah. For in the word was the life of men. Hallelujah. In the word was the light. We see this in John chapter 1, verse 4, it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. This is the word, that life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That proceeds forth from the word is the very life of all men that inhabit this dimension called the world. Oh, hallelujah. And the Lord has made the appearing of the Son of God possible to bring about an awakening in the sons of God. Hallelujah. Because the sons of God originated from that light. Hallelujah. The sons of God originated from that word. Hallelujah. The sons of God originated from that word. But they descended into the abyss called this world. And they lost all knowledge of the truth. They lost all knowledge of their origin in God. They lost all knowledge of their royalty. Hallelujah. But thank God that the gospel has been revealed today, and those who can contemplate this mystery, those who can behold the Son of God and understand that the Son of God represents their life. Hallelujah. For his life is the life of men. All men. His life is the life of all men. The life of the Son of God is the life of all men. Hallelujah. Meaning that we are all partakers of that word of God that was from the beginning. That word of God that is hidden God. That word of God which is actually a projection of God himself. We are all partakers of that word. Hallelujah. But the prince of this world, Satan, hallelujah, the prince of the abyss, darkened the eyes of our understanding. That's why when we hear things like this, they sound strange. When people hear things like this, they sound, you know, abstract, hallelujah. Because the prince of this age had blinded the eyes of our understanding. Oh, hallelujah. The word of God became flesh. The light of the world became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Hallelujah. But the world did not receive him. The inhabitants of this world, who in reality form a part of that same word of God, could not recognize him. He came to his own. He came to his own, but his own did not what? Receive him. Hallelujah. That's why you have this peace to this very day. When the mystery of the gospel is preached to this very day, there are conflicts. Oh, hallelujah. But to those who receive the word, to those who can comprehend the mystery of godliness, hallelujah. To those who can comprehend the mystery of their origin in that word of God, he has given them what? Power to become what? Sons of God. Hallelujah. Contemplating this mystery, believing this mystery, embracing this mystery, confessing this mystery, uniting yourself with this mystery, hallelujah, is what gives you the power to become what? Sons of God. Hallelujah. It's what gives you power to return to that original state. Hallelujah. That you had when you were in the word of God. Hallelujah. Are you listening? That the life. Hallelujah. He is the life of all men. He is the light that lighted every man that cometh into this world. Hallelujah. Meaning that we are partakers of that very incorruptible word that is in the bosom of God, by which all things in heaven and earth are created, by which all things in heaven and earth are maintained. Hallelujah. We are all part and parcel of that word. Hallelujah. The Son of God represents that incorruptible word of God. Hallelujah. He has given us power. Power, hallelujah. Power to ascend. Power to ascend from the grave. Hallelujah. Power to ascend from the ignorance, the darkness, the abyss. Hallelujah. That encompasses this lower realm we call the world today. Hallelujah. The revelation light, the understanding from the Father gives us the power, hallelujah, to become sons of God, to retain our original state. Hallelujah. It gives us power to loosen ourselves from the shackles. Hallelujah. The chains that have bound us to corruption. He has given us the power to be loose. Hallelujah. Let this revelation loosen you. Apply this revelation to your life and let it loosen you from a corrupt, you know, nature. Let it loosen you from the illusion of your mortality. Let it loosen you from the weaknesses in the flesh. Let it loosen you from a sinful nature. Hallelujah. Because the Son of God cannot sin. The Son of God is perfect. Hallelujah. The Son of God is spirit. Hallelujah. He cannot sin. Hallelujah. And consequently, he never dies. He lives eternally. Hallelujah. The Son of God is invisible and is not a natural creature of the dust. Praise God. Receive this mystery. Receive this understanding right now. Contemplate the Son of God in Christ. Hallelujah. Look upon yourself. Hallelujah. And recognize the Son of God in you. Recognize this mystery. Oh, hallelujah. To those who believe, who get this mystery. Hallelujah. This understanding, this belief, embracing this truth is what will set you free. Hallelujah. It's what will set you free from the powers of death. It's what will lift you up out of the miry clay. Hallelujah. It's what will cause you to comfort out of the grave. It's what will split in pieces the rocks. Hallelujah. In which you are buried all these years. And you shall come forth into life, into the beauty, into the majesty, into the glory. Hallelujah. You shall come forth and see the beauty that you truly are. You shall see the dominion that has been committed to you from the foundation of the world. Oh, praise God. He has given us the power to arise from the grave. Power to become sons of God. Meditate on these words. Hallelujah. This is the secret of the gospel that has not been understood, you know. Hallelujah. Has never truly been understood by many people. The power to become sons of God. Powers to be, you know, to awaken from the illusion of your mortal life, from the weaknesses in the flesh. Hallelujah. Power to ascend back once more and know your true self. Hallelujah. He has given you the power. Apply this power in your life. Hallelujah. And recognize the Son of God in you. Apply this power in your life. Hallelujah. And confess Christ in you. Confess your perfection. Hallelujah. Confess your origin. And walk in the light as he is in the light. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful? Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says that through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Hallelujah. This present world we see, everything was framed by the word of God. That invisible word of God, that incorruptible word of God, which became flesh. Oh, hallelujah. And the greatest mystery here is that we are all partakers of that incorruptible word of God which created the heavens and the earth. Oh, hallelujah. The Spirit is calling his sons back to awaken to that reality. Oh, hallelujah. Awaken to the reality that you are part of that world, that incorruptible, invisible world, you know, that framed the heavens and the earth and maintains it to this very day. Oh, hallelujah. Colossians, Paul says that he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every what? Creature. Oh, hallelujah. For by him all things are what? Created. That are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were what? Created by him and for him. And is before all things. And by him all things consist. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Just meditate on these words. This is the body of Christ. This is Christ. And we today who get this mystery are reconciled back to that body which formed the heavens and the earth. That body which is the express image of the invisible God. Oh, praise God. The gospel or the revelation from above today destroys the wall of partition. See that the princes of this age, that the darkness of this age had erected over our minds. It destroys it completely. So that right now there is a reconciliation. Right now we can recognize ourselves walking and living in him, for we are him. For we are that invisible world. We are that incorruptible word that is from the beginning. Oh, hallelujah. We are all partakers of that body. Hallelujah. He has given us the power to return back to that body. Through this message that we are listening today. Oh, hallelujah. It's all about comprehending this mystery. It's all about contemplating this mystery. Jesus Christ says that the will of the Father is that all men. See, now when we talk of all men here, we're talking of men who are dead in their sins and trespasses. Oh, hallelujah. We're talking of men who are annihilated from the life of God. We're talking of mortal men. Mortal men who are dead in their sins and trespasses. Hallelujah. We're not talking in the context here of a man from heaven. We're not talking here in the context here of the man in the image and likeness of God. We're talking of mortal men of the dust who have put on another image. They have walked in ignorance according to another image that is not of God. But if you can see, if you can contemplate the Son of God, if you can see this mystery, that is the will of God. The will of God is that anybody that sees the Son, if you can see him with the eyes of your understanding and recognize that is your life. Hallelujah. That is your life. For he is the light that lighted every man that cometh in this world. If you can see him in the spirit, if you can recognize him, hallelujah, and believe in him, hallelujah, he will do what? He will raise you up out of the grave. He will raise you up out of the, you know, the pit of death on the last day. Hallelujah. The last day is the day of the Lord. Is the eternal day. Oh, praise God. That is the day of the Lord. The eternal day of the Lord. See it. It's actually the first day also. The last day is the first day. Is the day of the Lord. It's God's world. God's dimension. Where everything that is heard is God. It's God's kingdom. That is the day of the Lord. He will raise you up on the last day. If you can see this mystery. If you can comprehend this mystery. Hallelujah. It will cause you to arise from the dead. Arise from the dust. Arise from the illusion of your mortal life. Arise, hallelujah, back into that word of God which formed the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. It will cause you to come back into the company of the redeemed. It will cause you to come back into the company of the sons of the resurrection. Sons of God. Angels, hallelujah. Amen. Jesus Christ says that those people who are counted, you know, to be worthy to enter into that day, into that age, into that new era, into that new dispensation in Christ, which is God's kingdom. They are like angels. They are like sons of God. They are the sons of the resurrection. These are the ones that are that walk in life. They are walking from the dead. They are no more carnal beings, carnal creatures. These ones have recognized their true image. Hallelujah. These are new creatures, sons of God. Hallelujah. They walk in a new age, in a new era, in the spirit, in an eternal day that never passes away. They no longer walk after the flesh. They are no longer, you know, trapped with the, how do I put it, with the complications and the problems of humanity. They have left all to take a hold on the God's word. Hallelujah. Many of us still don't know that we are not of this world. Some of us have legal battles in churches, in law courts. Some of us have, you know, problems, you know, in our families, problems over material things. The time has come that you begin to recognize that you are a son of God. The time has come to begin to recognize that you are not of this world. The time has come for you to begin to recognize that you have a spiritual kingdom. For the Son of God is not of this world. Jesus Christ says, I am not of this world. I am not of this realm. Hallelujah. I have another kingdom, a spiritual kingdom, an eternal kingdom. So I don't need to struggle over things for you. I don't need to go to court to fight over property with you. I don't need to struggle over elementary things. All I need to do is to maintain myself in truth as a son of God. Hallelujah. All I need to do is to maintain myself in the invisible. Though I might be in this world with a flesh body, manifesting a flesh, you know, the attributes of the invisible in the natural, but I'm not of this world. Praise God. Get this revelation. Arise and begin to understand who you are. He has given us the power to become sons of God. Hallelujah. The Son of God is the one that forms the heavens and the earth. All power in heaven and earth is bestowed upon the Son of God. Isn't that what Jesus Christ says? All power in heaven and earth has been given over to me. All power in heaven and earth rests with us, within us. See, but to have that power, you must awake and recognize who you are. Oh, praise God. Somebody might ask, but what should I do to have this power? The power is already there. Hallelujah. You are already a son of God. The fact that you are a son of God never ever changed. Even when you languished in the pig pen of this world and in the pig pen of religion, the reality of who you are never changed, and it will never ever change. Oh, praise God. You have always been a son of God, no matter what. But with this light, with this revelation light from above, it gives you the power to rediscover yourself. It gives you the power to awake from the dust and not to remain defeated and subdued by the devil. Praise God. Because he was manifested in you to destroy the works of the devil. Praise God. The devil is destroyed as you are waking to the reality, as you hear the truth. The devil is destroyed. Because it is the devil that has subjected you to corruption, subjected you to bondage of corruption. It is the devil that has subjected you to a sinful life. A life limited to this natural realm of appearances. That's the devil. It's the deceit of the devil. But the light comes and he loosens you. Hallelujah. It sets you free. Hallelujah. Praise God. And causes you to go forth into the glorious liberty of sons of God. Where you can once more walk in the full authority of the Son of God. No more fear. No more worries. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can also exercise that power in your own bodies to bring about a healing, a change of your condition. Whether it be sickness, whether it be disease, whatever the doctors of this world have told you, you can turn that thing around in the realization of the light body in you, in the realization of the Son of God in you. Praise God, this is the power He has given you. Praise God, the power He has given you. Recognize it, recognize yourself, hallelujah. Recognize yourself in watchfulness, in prayers, hallelujah. Keeping yourself in the truth, exercising yourself in the truth. Jesus Christ told the disciples before being taken away, tarry here with me. Tarry. Tarry in Jerusalem. See, you will be empowered from above. See it? Wait, watch and pray. Tarry. You will be empowered from above. Praise God. Already all these things already happened. We've already been baptized with the Holy Ghost. But you must continue in confessing the truth. You must continue in walking the light. Continue in, you know, spiritualizing yourself. Some of us, you know, kind of confess that we are sons of God. See, but we carry on as gluttons. Excessive eating habits. Excessive drinking habits. Excessive talking. Excessive sex. See, the Son of God has to keep himself. The Son of God has to learn to put every faculty in him under his control. Praise God, you must continue to exercise yourself in this realization that you are a son of God, a spiritual being. Praise God, don't let your desires, don't let your emotions, see, don't let all those things of the flesh have a hold on you. Rather, you must learn to control every member of your body. Every member of your body must be put under your subjection. Under the subjection of the Son of God in you. Praise God. The Son of God is not a glutton. Praise God. He cannot be a glutton because he's spirit. He cannot be a sex maniac because he's spirit. Praise God. The Son of God cannot be a drunkard because he's spirit. Loosen yourself from these beggarly elements. Loosen yourself from these things of the flesh. Hallelujah. And stand in the spirit. Stand the way you are from the foundation of the world. Stand in the word of God. Stand in the corruptible, incorruptible word of God. Stand in truth. That's how you watch and pray. Watch and pray. Confessing the truth. Standing in the truth. Oh, praise God. And you realize who you truly are. Hallelujah. Praise God. Confess yourself. Jesus Christ says, those that have believed and are baptized in my name, they shall do. See, you must be baptized into the name of the Lord. See, forget about water baptism. It's much more than that. Praise God. What be talking about being immersed in the name of Christ, immersed into the body of Christ, immersed into that incorruptible word. Oh, praise God. So that you live on account of that name. When you are immersed into that word, when you are immersed, baptized into the name of the Lord, you have believed, you received this gospel, you are not baptized into that name. It means that your life upon the earth is dead. It's no more. Because the life upon the earth was an illusion. What you thought you were was the devil. That's the thing that has put you, you know, that has put a kind of barricade between you and God. All these years, you don't know. See it. Over the years, the principalities and the powers have molded a man of the flesh. A man of the dust. That's molded the devil out of you. Contentious, angry, bitter, jealous. Glutton, murmuring, seeking to be worshipped, blaspheming the name of God? That is the nature of the flesh. Oh, praise God. When you believe, when you get the revelation of the eternal name of the Lord, when you get the revelation of Christ, you are now immersed into that name. You baptize us, you are baptized into that name by faith. Praise God. Meaning that you live on account of that name. You speak on account of that name. It's no more longer I, the old I that, you know, that was born some years ago. No, but it's I, the invisible, incorruptible Son of God, the Word of God, by whom all things consist. It is I that liveth. Praise God. Then you have the victory over the serpent. You can pick up the serpent with your hands and they never touch you. It talks about the victory over the beast, victory over the mark of the beast, victory over the old nature. Because your old human nature is the barrier between you and God. See, that is the thing that blocks the flow of the, you know, of the fountains of living water, that block the flow of that river gushing forth from the heart of God in Eden. It is yourself. It is the human nature that we built or developed over the years. Praise God, if you have believed that you are baptized in Christ, confess Christ, walk in Christ, keep yourself in the truth, in the spirit, abstaining from the vanities of this age, you will see yourself picking up serpents. Not only in yourself, also in other brethren who are bound, bringing forth deliverance to other brethren. Oh, praise God. You will see yourself speaking in a new tongue, a spiritual tongue, a celestial tongue. Oh, hallelujah. You see yourself speaking in a language that the ordinary man cannot speak. Not a language of, you know, that crawls on the dust, but a language from the heavens. Oh, hallelujah. For we who are, you know, baptized into Christ, speak another language. We're empowered by another wisdom that is not of this age, but of a spiritual age, an age that never passes away. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus Christ, you know, he too spoke in tongues. That's why many of his quotations to this very day are very misinterpreted by men. See, when Jesus Christ met Nicodemus, he was supposed to be a learned religious man, he told him, look, boy, look, man, teacher in Israel, you mean you don't know such things? How can I tell you of heavenly things when the earthly things you still don't know? The things, the beggarly things of men you do not know. How can you know the heavenly things? The things of the Spirit, the language of the Spirit. That is the language we have. We have the language of the Spirit, a new tongue. Praise God, you shall raise the dead. Hallelujah. You shall drink deadly poisons and it shall never harm you. Meaning that the lies of men can no longer touch you once you know the truth. No longer can the influences and the lies, you know, streaming forth from the systems of religion and the systems of men have a hold over you. As a son of God, walking in the light, in the truth. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. So first of all, we must embrace this truth and confess it. We must be baptized into Christ. Walk in newness of life. No longer after the flesh. Because if you continue after the flesh, you only lose out on your rightful inheritance in God. You only suffer for nothing. Go through lots of pain and anguish and all the suffering that men go through. You go through that for nothing. Receive this message with joy. Receive this message with gratitude. Receive this message with rejoicing. Hallelujah, because you are receiving the only thing that can save a man. Praise God. He has given you what? The power to those who have embraced him, to those who have received him. He has given them the power to become sons of God. Sons of God don't die. Hallelujah. Sons of God don't suffer the things that men suffer. The sons of God reign absolute. Hallelujah. Brethren, let us not dilute the gospel. See, don't dilute the gospel. Don't look at your situation and try to compromise the word of God. Hallelujah. The Son of God does not die. He does not suffer the things that men suffer. Remember this. Hallelujah. If you suffer anything, know that it's simply out of ignorance. It's simply out of the fact that you've walked in ignorance of the truth. You've not exercised yourself completely in the truth. Simple. Don't try to say that the God is testing you or God did that. No, no, no. Don't never say that. The Son of God is the Son of God. All authority in heaven and earth is what is stored in Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you see yourself sick, weak, anything, no need compromising the word of God. Look inwardly and adjust yourself. Hallelujah. If you look inwardly and tune yourself according to the truth, simple. Praise God. We must learn to exercise ourselves in truth. Walk in the truth. Confess the truth. Praise God. Let go of the elements of this world. Praise God. Some of us are still involved in politics. Some of us are still involved with things of men. You must let go of all these things. Praise God. For the Son of God is not in this system of men. You must let go. Praise God. Jesus Christ says that those who have left all for my name's sake, all, must be ready to leave all. Those who have left all for my name's sake, you've left father, brother, mother, sisters, lands, houses, all your properties that you dispute over, see, paternal arguments and all these elementary things of your rights among men, leave all those things. Like Moses, you remember Moses in the Bible? Moses, you know Moses was a prince in the land of Pharaoh? Hallelujah. He was a prince. He was brought up in the house of Pharaoh. So when you talk of comfort, he had it all. See, when you talk of power among the Egyptians, he had it all. See, and in those days, royalty, it is not like today where you have a bit of limited power, curtailed power. In those days, they had absolute power. So you see, Moses left all that. He left all that. Are you listening, brethren? Moses left what? He left all that. We must be able to see through the eyes of our understanding that the glories of this world and of men are all coming to what? To nothing. Zero. So you must be able to look at the riches and the glory of men and all the things they fight over and all the whatever they think they have as dung. They appear for a moment and they go forever and ever and ever. Rather lay hold on eternal life. Praise God. Rather connect back to the Son of God. We need you. Embrace truth. Confess truth. And walk in it. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Moses left all. I went on that 40 years. So John, all these are things deliberately put in the Bible to educate us, to teach us of the way we should go, of how we should comport ourselves. Oh, praise God. And you see what happened? Moses inherited a new name. Moses is an example of the Son of God. I am that I am. He united himself with that name. He was baptized into the name of the I am. See, and at that moment when Moses appeared before Egypt, you are seeing the Son of God. You are seeing the invisible God appearing in the visible. No longer Moses of years ago. He saw Moses speaking in a new tongue, the tongue of the I am. He saw Moses lifting up the serpent, and he became a rod. Showing a sign of the overcomer, a new name. He was baptized into the word. Hallelujah. He was baptized into the I am, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And he walked in newness of life, in great power and in great glory. That is our calling today, brethren. Let go of everything. Praise God. Let go of everything. Let go of everything. And follow Christ in the regeneration. Those who have left everything for my sake shall inherit 100-fold in the present time. Hallelujah. brethren, as you let go, you get more family, more brethren. See it? You get mothers. You get more houses. You get everything hundredfold restored to you. And you also have what? Eternal life. Hallelujah. You also have what? Eternal life. The life of God. You have the life restored back to you. The life of the Son of God. That life that is in the Word. You have that glory restored back to you. Hallelujah. Where you can no longer die. Where the pain and the anguish and the sorrow that, you know, beset this world have no hold over you anymore. Praise God. Receive this gift with rejoicing. Hallelujah. Let go. Let go. Hallelujah. Let go. And recognize that you are not alone. Hallelujah. You are surrounded with the multitude of brethren who are also aiding you to get out of that situation. You are surrounded with the multitude of angels, the sons of God, the stars of God, who are there, working day and night to pull you out of the pit and cause you to stand in the light once more. Oh, praise God. So you see, let us recognize this gospel that we preach. It's a gospel of power, not word. It's not a gospel of philosophy. It's not a gospel of talk, no. It's a gospel of power. Praise God. Power. Let us walk in this power. Praise God. Let us embrace this truth. Hallelujah. Recognize our part in that word of God. In that incorruptible word. For he has come to give us an understanding that we are all part of that incorruptible word. Hallelujah. Which is the only God, true God and eternal life. Hallelujah. This is the understanding that will set you free. There is no other understanding in heaven and earth but this understanding. Hallelujah. Don't let the situations around you get you scared. Financial problems, whatever. But just be focused in the spirit. Be focused and keep in mind, in remembrance, these things that you've heard. Hallelujah. And continuing it, confessing it. Confessing it, confessing it, confessing Christ. Hallelujah. Confessing Christ in you. Walking in the Christ in you. Hallelujah. You confess. You know, when you say confess, it doesn't mean you go out shouting, I'm Christ, I'm Christ. No. It means walking in the Spirit. Walking the way you truly are. Hallelujah. Walking in the light. In the revelation of your true self. Praise God. And you will discover yourself. This is the salvation of the Lord. Amen.